Rockstar, welcome to another episode of Random Musing. My name is Queen Rafi and this is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. And for today's episode, what do I want to talk about? I am titling this episode Japa Touch Me because Japa don't touch me, oh, you don't touch me. Anyway, if you're not Nigerian and you enjoy listening to Queen Rafi Space, I owe you to always explain to you these words that, you know, you might not seem to understand. So Japa in Nigerian parlance actually translates to leave a place, to escape. It's actually a Yoruba word. It's become the slang that is being used to refer to people leaving the country, leaving Nigeria for, you know, greener pastures, people going for work, people going for school, or just people looking for a new place to say, you know what, I'm tired of Nigeria's problem. I just need a new place so that I can just live my life. And to be honest, I'm very indifferent about it. I feel like if that's what you want to do, you think that's the best thing for your life, absolutely. For me, I've never really been somebody that have ever, you know, when you think about your life, living Nigeria completely and living in a different country has never been one of those things I envisioned. But, you know, I'm not the author of my life, right? But I always look forward to more like traveling and just going there to experience places. I have a lot of places in the world I want to see. I hope that Almighty Allah grants me the opportunity to see more of this beautiful world that He created. So when I think about other countries, I think about it more in the aspect of me traveling there, experiencing the life, experiencing the culture, and returning home to Nigeria. And also because if I want to japa, I want to go with my husband though, I'm sorry. And right now, it doesn't seem like that man has any japa plans. I'm not one of those that really want to be away. I mean, I already suffer being away from him in Nigeria here. And I just know that at least he's trying in Nigeria. As opposed to knowing that he's like so many plane tickets away from me. Anyway, moving on from that. I have a very small circle of friends. So when I see videos of people online, you know, crying or feeling some type of way, or family feeling a particular way because a family member is traveling, I've always felt like, okay, oh, they're feeling sad. All right, that's fine. I just sorrow prayers, basically. And I've never really thought about, like, this whole japa trend getting to my doorstep, to be honest. Funny enough, this year I started thinking about it, you know, I'm like, every day on social media, somebody has left this country. Every day on social media, somebody's updating that they are now in a new administration. And I thought to myself, when this thing is going to come to your doorstep, if it be person really close to you, and I was just like, yeah, just a passing thought, and that was it. Just a fleeting thought, and I didn't really pay more attention. But guess what? A friend of mine just left for school. And before, about 2 years ago, I think, she was telling me about the process of wanting to apply for school outside of Nigeria. And I don't remember what my exact comments were to her, but I remember that a couple of weeks or days after, she kind of spoke to me and said, like, Rafi, when I told you about this, I didn't exactly like how you reacted, and your reaction just made me feel some type of way. So for the sake of our friendship, and so also for the sake of what I'm doing, I think that maybe I won't give you any further updates about my school. Like, maybe whenever everything just clicks, I'll let you know. And I'm like, sure, absolutely. One thing is this for me. In my friendships, I never want a situation where my friend feels uncomfortable about something and they cannot speak to me about it. So I really appreciated that she spoke to me about it. And I was like, absolutely. Take the time and do whatever makes you feel happy. And believe me, even if it's when you finally got into the place, you call me and you're like, hey, babes, look at me, new administration. I will be super happy for you because I understand how much of a draining process it can be. And I'm still Nigerian. Me cannot even lie. And we are very superstitious in nature. And I understand people who want to keep their travel plans away from their closest and nearest, regardless of how close and nearest you think you are to that person. I completely get that because sometimes the person might not even mean bad, but what they say or how they react might just make you feel some type of way, might just bring some negative vibes your way. And if you can prevent that, by all means, do that. And so I said, yeah, sure. Don't ever feel any type of way about this. So that was that. And I've been really, really busy lately, honestly. I've been so busy. You know when you're praying for booked and busy? You don't know when it's going to hit you. So I've had a lot of projects coming at me here and there. Hopefully they come with the money as well. I haven't had time to speak to my friend because usually we do like 2 hour, 3 hour long phone calls just to catch up on what's going on with each other's life. Huh. This adult friendship is hard, but I love it because I don't really have a lot of friends. The few ones I have, I want to keep them. I want to make sure that we're able to connect as much as possible. But unfortunately, we've just not had that time to talk or to have any conversation in the past few weeks. So, I mean, we will talk on social media here and there. And then she finally messages me and says, oh, I have good news for you. I'm like, sure. Looking forward to what the good news will be, you know? And because I'm so busy, I didn't even think about what it could be. Over the weekend, she finally calls me and I love views. If you're on my WhatsApp, you see that I love views. I love flowers. I love grasses and all of that. And she calls me on video call and the first thing I see is this amazing view. I'm just like, oh my God, that is so beautiful. Where are you? And she's like, toodles, I don't japa. Oh my God. In that moment, I was so happy for my friend, but I was also sad for myself. Because earlier in the year, she kept wanting me. I've been going through such a rough patch this year, guys. It's been crazy in this Queen Rafi's world. It's been but I'm glad. At least my head is above water now, alhamdulillah. And I hope that my head stays above water for as long as possible. And when I was really going through like my really bad patch and stuff, she was like, oh, Rafi, come over. Come over to my side. Like, let's hang. Let's enjoy. Let me just come and take care of you. But I wasn't in the headspace to travel. I wasn't. And when she finally told me, like, she's left the country, that was the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, oh my God. She kept asking me to come over. Like, why didn't I just take that one chance to go and see her? Why did I keep stalling? But the truth is, I wasn't in the best of headspace to be in anybody's space. Like, this is me and that period of time where I would wake up and just be crying for hours nonstop. Sometimes I wouldn't eat for days. I wasn't a fun person. And because I'm a fun person, everybody knows me as the fun person. I'm not the person that enters a room and all of a sudden everybody has to tiptoe around my emotions. But that period, even me, I was tiptoeing around my own emotions. So traveling at that point wasn't something I really wanted to do. So, but I felt bad knowing that I could have traveled. But you know what it is? I mean, we cried, I prayed for her because I really, really hope that she's very much successful at this new path that she's decided to go on. She's an amazing person. She's a hardworking person. And I know that this place is going to favor her by the grace of Almighty Allah. But what that has done for me throughout this weekend is that I kept thinking about it. Like, when I used to see all these videos and I used to see people complain online about how they are losing friends and family to the japa trend, I was just saying, oh, yeah, like sorrows, prayers. And it's now at my doorstep. It is now at my doorstep. And Lord have mercy, it is so painful. It is so, so painful. Now she is like an internet call away. But I love the fact that before she wasn't at an internet call away. She was also a phone call away. She was also I can vex and enter a flight or take a bus and go, you know, chill in her house if I want. And it hurts. It really hurts. And it's funny because I do have a feeling that my other friend might also be very, very soon. I think that, you know, Almighty Allah, everything being equal, God might also grant her the admission that she wants as well. And she might just be on that train as well. And I'm just thinking, man, this trend of people just moving out, like, oh God, I really do hope that I get to see my friend again. You know, and that we are in the same physical space. I'm grateful for all the physical meetings that we're able to have. But I'm just really sad, guys. I'm just really sad because I don't have a lot of friends. And when this whole japa trend is making your friends leave and having to seek greener pastures elsewhere or go to school elsewhere, it just makes you start to think. Makes you start to feel. I mean, I already feel alone, to be honest. I feel alone a lot these days. But, and she really used to be there for me, you know, she's such an amazing friend. And just realizing that, oh my God, my friend is not as close as I would like her to be is very worrying. And this is a reason why you should never criticize an experience that you've never gone through. I'm glad that I've never left a nasty comment on all the japa videos I see or on the people who put out tweets talking about how they are feeling the absence of their friends or their family members because they've left the country, because now I would just be looking like a big fool. And this is just to say, if you're listening to this and your friends have left, I have no tips on how to cope. I just joined the gang. So I have no tips, but I think the best you can do is pray for them. The best you can do is make sure that it's only positive energy from you, because believe me, I don't think it's the easiest thing to do. To just pack your bag and say, you know what, this place I've known and I don't want to know it anymore, I'm going somewhere else. That must be a lot of brain, you know, shattering kind of decision to make. And so the best you can do is always offer, you know, your good wishes, offer them money if you have it, offer them help, offer them that positivity from your end, so that, and then keep the communications line open as much as possible. I do hope that I and my friend can retain that, and I do hope that we're gonna work really, really hard to retain that, because I do have plenty of friends, I'm telling you. And I don't even have the desire to even start looking for new friends. Honestly, I don't have it. Like, the last thing I want to do this year is start searching for new friends. So yeah, that's something that happened. And ah, man, 2023 has been a year for me. It's really been a year for me. I've been thinking that maybe I'm going to wait until my birthday before I kind of give you a lowdown of some of the things that have happened in my life. But maybe I might just give you that update sooner than I want to. But just know that I'm doing good. Thank you to everybody that checks up on me every now and then. And just see this episode as me wanting to onboarding myself of some things. And most importantly, just talking about this whole Japa trend and how it affects people. I think I might probably think about bringing on someone who has maybe had their family members leave, or who had to leave their family members behind and travel, and just hear what that whole scenario is like, you know? Because I'm going through it. I'm really, really going through it. I miss my friend a lot. If you're missing your friend as well, just pray for them. That's what I've been doing. For every single time I miss my friend, I pray for her. I say positive things about, you know, the new journey that she's on. And it helps me. It really does help me. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I pray that if the Japa trend comes to your table, it is easy for you to accept, and that you can still keep the communication line with your family, with your friends, and whoever it is that they are open. And to those of you that your hearts are breaking because your friends are leaving, I'm here to let you know that your feelings are very much valid. It is what it is. It is what it is. I will leave you with a Yoruba proverb that says that 20 children cannot play for 20 years. I hope I keep playing with my friend, but you know, I hope that saying did something for you. If it didn't do anything, welcome to my life. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Have yourself a fantastic week. And if you're putting together your Japa plans, I hope it comes out positive for you, if that is the thing that is going to make your life beautiful. Thanks for listening.